Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is Heather Booth. She is the lead mammographer at Green County Medical Center because October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So thank you very much, Heather, for coming back on.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Well, like I said, it's National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Can you tell us some stats maybe regarding breast cancer just to give people, you know, started out with how big of an issue this still continues to be, maybe how many women were diagnosed with breast cancer per month or per year, and if it's the leading cause for death of women here in the U.S., those kinds of things?
Sure. Well, about 1 in 8 women in the United States will develop an invasive breast cancer over the course of their lifetime. In 2020, it's estimated that 276,480 new cases of invasive breast cancer expected to be diagnosed in women in the United States, along with about 48,530 new cases of non-invasive breast cancer. Among women, breast cancer is the leading cause of death among women, followed by lung cancer, and then next down the list is colon.
Now, are there any men that get diagnosed with breast cancer? I understand that's probably even more of a rarity, if any at all.
Right, it is. We do, however, perform mammograms on men, so it's not exclusively just for women. About 1% of men, or 2,500 men per year, will be diagnosed with breast cancer.
And so, in light of that, Heather, maybe you can shed some light on, do you know what causes breast cancer at this point?
Number one, being female automatically puts you at a risk of developing breast cancer. Our increasing age puts us at an increased risk. A family history of breast cancer, obesity, beginning your period at a younger age, or beginning menopause at an older age. Having your first child at an older age, women that have had children over the age of 30 are at an increased risk for developing breast cancer. Having never been pregnant puts you at an increased risk. Postmenopausal hormone therapy will increase that risk also, and drinking alcohol will also increase your risk.
Is there any preventative or maybe some early detection ways against breast cancer that people should know about?
Well, all women, regardless of their age, should do monthly self-breast exams just to kind of check and make sure everything is good. It's important not to only feel for changes, but to also look for any new changes, whether it be any new moles that appear, changes in your skin texture. We call it orange peel, where the skin gets a little bit rough, like an orange peel. Any nipple discharge, anything out of the ordinary. It's important to feel for changes, but to also look for changes too.
Do you have maybe a recommended age of when women should start getting a yearly mammogram?
It's recommended that we start getting our mammogram at the age of 40, unless you have a family history of a first-degree relative. Then you would need to have that screening mammogram 10 years before that relative was diagnosed. So if your mother was diagnosed with breast cancer at the age of 35, that person should then, her daughter should go have her mammogram at 25.
And then do you recommend that women get their mammogram done on a yearly basis or maybe a little bit more so than that? What's your recommendation there and why do you recommend that?
We recommend that you start having that mammogram at 40 and you have it done every year. And honestly, it's for the best interest of our women. That way, if something changes from one year to the next, we catch it really early, and that gives our patients the best outcome. We catch it early before it has spread to other areas of the body, and it gives our patients the easiest treatment and can very easily save their lives.
All right. Now, for those women out there that are listening to this program, Heather, who maybe haven't ever had a mammogram before, can you just maybe describe the process, briefly describe how a mammogram works?
Our women can expect to spend about 15 minutes having their mammogram done. So it's really easy. 15 minutes a year could potentially save your life. There's four pictures. We do two on each breast. The compression is really important, but it's not meant to be painful. It's uncomfortable, but as soon as we're done taking the picture, it automatically releases, so you're not under compression for a terrible long amount of time. And then once we're done with the exam, all the pictures get sent down to Des Moines to Iowa Radiology. Mammograms are read up the same day, so we're getting our result letters out quicker than we have in the past. Women can expect to get their result letter in the mail within a week after their exam. Most time it's less than that, but we always like to say a week, just so you, just in case.
All right. Now, you may have alluded to this before, Heather, but if you wouldn't mind just kind of reiterating for us, are there any restrictions or extra precautions, COVID-19 or otherwise, that people should be aware of when they're thinking about scheduling their appointment at the radiology department over at Greene County Medical Center?
Well, we are very conscious of everything during this COVID season. We have more area to spread out our patients so that we can socially distance and keep patients distanced from one another. We're scheduling patients far enough apart that it's giving us plenty of time to clean the room between patients. We make sure that we get absolutely everything in the room wiped down really well, and clean linens provided for every patient, of course.
And then next up here, Heather, I know we talked a lot about mammograms and whatnot there. Are there any other treatments available for someone who has breast cancer?
Women that have been diagnosed with breast cancer will often go for an excisional biopsy. They may have a lumpectomy where they just have a small area of the breast removed. They may have a mastectomy where they have an entire breast removed, or both breasts if that's the case. Radiation therapy is an option. Chemotherapy is also another option. It kind of depends on the staging of the breast cancer and how invasive and involved it is when we find it. That kind of all depends on what we see during that mammogram and how their biopsy comes out.
People, I'm sure, would be interested to know, what is the survival rate of breast cancer?
The 5-year survival rate is around 90% if it's detected early. The 5-year survival rate tells you what percentage of people live at least 5 years after the cancer is out of 100.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Greene County program, here with our lead mammographer of Greene County Medical Center, Heather Booth, joining us once again. Community State Bank of Payton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.